we doing, everybody? Happy April 1st. It's April. Spring has sprung. Live baseball is back. My Red Sox stink again. The cycle of life continues. Very exciting time. We got nice weather. I feel like I should say this right up front, and feel free to reiterate it in the various chats as we are streaming this live to YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. Everything I'm about to go over tonight is not an April Fool's joke. I understand it's April 1st. The timing is weird, but this is no joke. April Fool's is... it's amateur hour for comedy. This is not an April Fool's joke. This is all very real. You might want to keep mentioning that in the chat for people that are just showing up. Like, oh, what's that old scamp LaValle up to with his old April Fool's tricks? That's not me. Hate April Fool's. I do it with my kids. That's fun. Kid gives me Dad, you want some chips? At 8:30 this morning. Bah! That's fun. Adults, we don't do April Fools. This is all real. I apologize for this weird setup I have tonight. As some of you know, my basement office flooded recently. So that has sent me to record in the hole where they found Saddam Hussein. That's where I am this evening. It's very, very, very no frills. Not a lot of lighting here. Very, very grim. I got one light that still works. My lights that had fancy colors. There, everything's gone. But here I am. Here I am in my little bunker. Thank you for joining me this evening. Thanks for taking a break from watching The Masked Singer or whatever the hell you watch. You can't ever say that we don't keep it interesting here at the Glass Cannon Network. As hinted at during the State of the Nation, which as I throw up in my mouth, State of the Nation, God, well, that was 3 years ago. The State of the Nation, which it felt like 3 years ago, which I did in January, I think. Might have been February, maybe December. I have no idea. But I hinted at it during the State of the Nation that a big change was coming to our subscription service. And then yesterday we made it official when we announced that we are officially triumphantly returning home to Patreon. Now, I know since that announcement, the reaction has not been all excitement. Some of you are frustrated, some of you are confused, and a lot of you are just really pissed about this. It's a lot of change in what feels like a short amount of time, and I get that. So the reason I wanted to go live tonight to talk to you all is that hopefully, at the very least, after tonight, you'll have a little more clarity on things and kind of understand the reasoning behind why we did this and what things are going to look like going forward. You know, the basics of it is if you are a current subscriber, a former subscriber, a lapsed subscriber, you name it, you should have received an email yesterday from Patreon with instructions on how to come back and claim a free month pretty much based on your previous plan. If you're a current subscriber, you get a free month based on that plan. The emails are very thorough, and there's a dedicated support team that we have just for us that is ready to help you if you run into any issues. The link to that support team is in the email. We posted it everywhere. There's a lot of little edge cases that we could get into, but rather than bog this down right up front in details, I wanted to take a step back and start off by explaining why we made this move in the first place. So when we started the Glass Cannon podcast in 2015, we really had no idea it would catch on as quickly as it did. I mean, I had an idea. I'm a dreamer. That's the way I think. But we didn't know it would happen that quickly. We didn't know we'd be able to find an audience. We didn't have, like, fans to begin with. We were a bunch of just random dudes, and it caught on. You know, as demand grew, we realized, like, people want more of this. But we had full-time jobs. We had a lot going on, and we couldn't really dedicate our lives to making more content. So we said, well, let's see if we can launch a Patreon. So we launched a Patreon in, I believe it was 2017, so that we could see if we could turn this into something bigger. And immediately, it became clear to us that the niche was not to be trifled with when it comes to generosity. We shot up to one of the top earning Patreons in the world, in what, and it felt like overnight. It all happened very quickly, and your support didn't just help us turn one podcast into a network. It literally changed lives. Not just for me and Joe and Skid and Matthew and Grant, but for the many people we've been able to employ over the years and provide health insurance for and collaborate with, and not to mention all the artists that we have been lucky enough to bring into our world and actually give them a place to grow. And, you know, I've kind of always thought of the Glass Cannon Network as is kind of like the island of misfit toys in a way, you know, except instead of, you know, just sort of bringing together people who have been discarded, we've created a place where these brilliant, like-minded artists can come and grow and show off their talents in ways that they otherwise may not have had a chance to do. We've been very fortunate that we seem to be a magnet for really amazing people, not only amazing people as artists, but just really special, kind, generous, just wonderful, passionate people. I would say that's a sort of a hallmark of who we are. As we continued to grow, we were very fortunate to have the good people at Patreon as like co-conspirators of sorts. They listened intently to our very specific needs, and they made changes to their whole platform based on things that we thought would strengthen our own customer experience. I mean, Joe and I even had lunch with the CEO, Jack Conti, back in the day. I don't even go out for the pre-show cast lunch for the tour. We're having lunch to see you on Patreon. It was pretty wild. You know, it felt like we really had a home at Patreon, and they were great at listening to the things that we wanted and like actually making changes that affected everyone that was using Patreon. You know, the thing was, there was one thing that we really wanted that they couldn't do or wouldn't do. And I guess because there wasn't a lot of demand for it. And that was to provide individual RSS feeds for what was becoming an untenable amount of content. You know, we had all these shows and series to try and match the network model that we were going for. And a single RSS feed didn't really do justice to what we were trying to do. And apparently we were the only ones who wanted it. So Patreon just didn't make that move. And we just, you know, we kept marching on. The single RSS feed wasn't the end of the world. We launched some public feeds to see if we could, you know, grow an audience that way. But ultimately, it just felt like as we produced more and more content, that feed was just getting clunkier and clunkier. And it was hard to, like, from a customer journey perspective, it was hard for someone new to come in and be like, what is going on here? Are they this? Are they this? Do they make this? Do they make that? So it was a sticking point for us. Then along came Supercast, this sexy little startup with all this venture capital money. And their whole thing was, you know, being able to provide a sort of white glove subscription service for their customers. And most importantly for us, they had the ability to make individual RSS feeds. You know, at the time, we really didn't want to leave Patreon. We were happy there. I think I've made this joke before, at least behind the scenes. You ever have, like, you're dating someone and you're going to, like, move in together, and maybe you don't say it. It's this sort of like unsaid elephant in the room. You're like, if we move in together, we're either going to get married or we're going to break up and never talk together, talk to each other again. And that's kind of what it felt like. It's like, we can't, if we leave Patreon, we can never go back. We sure want to do this. And, you know, it felt scary for us. We had worked for years to build this Patreon, and now to just start all over, the subscription service had become the lifeblood of our business. But at the end of the day, we just felt more strongly that we could provide the best experience for our customers by making the switch so we could have these individual RSS feeds. So we moved in the fall of 2023, I think. It doesn't work for me anymore, but I believe it was fall of 2023. You know, all things hindsight, 2020, all that shit. Like, if I could go back in time, I honestly don't think I would do anything different. Supercast gave us what we needed at the time, especially these are individual RSS feeds. But as we continued to grow, Supercast, you know, they boasted some of the biggest names in podcasting, way bigger than us, but it sort of became clear to us that they weren't built for a content machine like ours. Even though they had, you know, these groups, these celebrities and whatnot, they were bigger than us. Nobody was putting out the magnitude and the breadth, the depth, the width of content than us. And so we had a lot of struggles. We were trying to solve one problem, you know, they would fix one issue and then two new problems would come up, and that just went on. We had people like, you know, putting in support tickets that weren't getting answered in time. And so all these things that are out of our control were creating a worse experience for our users, you know, but most importantly, we felt as if they stopped evolving. And then about a year ago, we started talking to Patreon again. We had relationships there, and some people, you know, switched places in the company, and they reached out and we started talking. And now, lo and behold, not only do they offer individual RSS feeds, but the engine of the Patreon machine had grown to the point where there were all of these features galore, and overall this interface that, in our opinion, sort of matched the quality of our content. You know, Supercast, it's bare bones. It's like, here's your podcast, and if that's all you want, that's great. But we feel like there's a better way that we can grow and interact the community with a little more flash, a little more, you know, growing features, new things that work, a video player that you don't need a degree in astrophysics to use. And, you know, all of a sudden, Patreon, like, we left Patreon and they just kept growing, offered individual RSS feeds, and then all this other stuff. So it kind of became clear to us that we had three options. We could stay with Supercast and kind of maintain the status quo, you know, hope that they would catch up. That's the first option. We could go into like massive debt or sell off stakes in the company to build our own subscription service, which is, it's just a huge undertaking. That's why there aren't a lot of competitors in the space. Very, very expensive. Or we could return to Patreon. And after weighing the pros and cons of every option for meetings and meetings and months on end, we decided that Patreon was the way. And so for the past year, and that's not an exaggeration, for the past year, we have been working directly with Patreon and their team of engineers to orchestrate this massive move back and, you know, what feels like a relaunch of our subscription service. You know, this was not a decision that we took lightly, nor was it a decision where we left any stone unturned. We asked all the right questions of each other to be like, what about this? What about this? What about that? You know, and we feel very confident and we're excited about this move. And, you know, today, tomorrow, maybe all the way through the weekend into next week, this change might still look overwhelming to a lot of you, or scary, expensive in some cases. But we truly believe that the way we disseminate our content is as important as the content itself. And so that's why we are so thrilled to come back to a company like Patreon that just, in our opinion, they just get it. So that's sort of the why. And now you're thinking, all right, cool story, Troy, cool story, bro. Why am I being charged more? Well, for the vast majority of you, you're actually not being charged more, at least not in the way it might feel. When we moved to Supercast in 2023, it was the first time in company history we had ever raised our prices. The $5 plan became $6 and the $10 plan became $12. And that was it in terms of prices going up. If you made the move with us, we grandfathered you in at your original prices as a thank you. You know, we wanted to make sure we could pull people over. We thought that, like, we at the time it was something we could do. And so For many of you, that means yesterday was the first time in 9 years that you've had a price increase, because everyone that was grandfathered in didn't. So this was your first price increase. Now, I know it's easy for me to say, you know, but if I were to search my inbox and just write Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus or something like that, I would see that they've raised their prices 10 times over in 9 years. And we've done it once. You know, and while we're nowhere near as big as those companies, one price change, let's call it, you could call it two, technically two in a decade. I don't think that's too bad in my book. The reality is, as a still small company, we can only shoulder inflation for so long. You know, what a plan was worth in 2017, that $5 is probably worth about $3.50 now. And we just kind of kept the prices that way. And then we finally raised them. And now we're streamlining everything. So that means everything now is $6 for basic and $12 for premium. And so there's no more grandfathered in pricing. If you're going to continue with your membership, we need to get everybody on the same page and stabilize things across the board. So there's no more grandfathered pricing. There's no more legacy tiers from the old Patreon plans, just one clean, consistent system moving forward. For the $25 Vorpal plan, things get a little more complicated, mainly because of how our old plans were structured. Before we moved to Supercast, there were more plans available on Patreon. I mean, we've gone through so many different plans over the years. $1 plan, $2 plan, $19 plan, and there was a $15 plan, for example. I think it was called Bottle Caps, Bottle Cap. When we first made the switch to Supercast, we just rolled the $15 people into the $25 Vorpal tier as a thank you and let them keep paying $15 for the past 3 years. So over time, we ended up with people in the same plan paying different prices depending on where they were when they were at Patreon. So if you were $25 at Patreon, you came over to $25. If you were $15, we let you continue to pay $15, but you got the benefits of the $25 tier. And, you know, that worked for a while. But with this move back, we were like, we need to kind of streamline everything into a clean, consistent system where everyone is paying X. And there's four plans and you can set your watch to it. So this is how we handle it. If you were paying $25, you're still paying $25. Easy. If you were one of those legacy $15 subscribers, we didn't want to assume that you would want to upgrade to the $25 plan. So instead we moved you down to the $12 premium plan. We didn't want to automatically upgrade you. We wanted to give you the option of upgrading. More broadly, in any situation where someone was paying less than a current plan, we just placed them in the next closest lower option rather than forcing an increase, if that makes sense. All of that said, the $25 Vorpal plan has changed as well. We're no longer able to ship physical items like bottle caps, and these Talk Nerdy town halls that we were doing, while fun, just didn't really have the engagement necessary to sort of continue justifying them. So we've taken those out. And more importantly, you know, when we were thinking about restructuring and knowing that there would be these $15 people in limbo, and it's not just the 15, there's other people as well, right? We were like, okay, let's take a step back and ask a bigger question. What is the $25 plan actually for? You know, at $6, you're getting the basic content. This is for people who want to support, get ad-free, get a show, get access to the back catalog. $12 is a premium option. This is you're paying for a premium. You're getting a lot more content. You're getting more exclusive shows and more ad-free content. So we were like, What is the $25 tier? We don't want to gate more content behind the $25 tier. We want that to kind of be capped at 12. So what is the $25 plan? From the surveys we ran earlier in the year, the answer was pretty clear to us what the $25 plan was. The $25 plan, it's not about perks. It's for members of the niche who are in a position to give a little extra to support the creators they love. only a fraction of a percent of people who were subscribed at that level said they subscribed for the perks themselves. So instead of trying to force value into that plan, we sort of refocused it. We've kept the twice annual merch coupons, you know, just a little something. If you're supporting us at this level, you want to have the merch, here's a little something back. And we've added, an occasional, Discord after party that will be unrecorded, just like we did during COVID. Cause it's just like, you know, it's there. These things are there to give you a little something extra and an extra chance maybe to connect with us a little more directly, hear us speak a little more off the cuff. But at its core, the $25 plan is a plan about pure support. If you are able to do it and you want to do it, that's what the $25 plan is for. It's for people who want to go above and beyond, not because they're getting a perfect dollar for dollar return, but because they believe in what we're building and they want to keep helping us build it, right? And so that was one of those tricky niche cases that we just had to make a call on, and we know that it's a difficult call, but that's one of the main reasons why we restructured what you're actually getting at $25. And the last sort of change that affected more, even more people, is one you can thank Uncle Sam for, and that's has to do with taxes. Supercast uses a payment service. Probably a lot of you know it. It's called Stripe, but the way it's set up with Supercast, it means things like chargebacks and refunds and taxes all funnel through to us as the creators. So we were picking up all of those fees. For years, we were absorbing all of the sales tax, all of the VAT taxes. And as you can imagine, that's just not scalable over time. Patreon also uses Stripe, but it uses it in the standard way that the majority of platforms in the world do, where the payment processor handles taxes and passes them through to the customer instead of the creator. So what that means in practice is simple. If you were paying $6 a month on Supercast, you're now paying $6 a month plus whatever your state sales tax is. Now, technically, yeah, that's an increase, right? Because you weren't paying the sales tax before. But for most people, it should be relatively small. And we're hoping that the free month that we gave you to come back home to Patreon more than offsets, you know, that sales tax over the course of a year. Now, for those of you outside of the U.S., this sucks. This is the worst part. I know VAT and all of that makes this way more expensive depending on what country you're in. And I genuinely wish that wasn't the case. The one bright spot is that people internationally, I think they had trouble, at least early on, finding a way to even pay with Supercast. With Patreon, that problem goes away immediately. But the reality is we can't continue absorbing VAT taxes, especially as more and more of our audience is coming from outside of the US. Again, it's a matter of scalability. That's a lot of money that's going out the door that we can't shoulder that burden anymore. So stepping back for a second, what does all this actually mean? I'm throwing a lot of, you know, niche cases around and a lot of details. For most of you, this is not really a price increase. It is a sales tax being applied to what you were already paying before. For those who were grandfathered in, it's either a $1 increase if you stay in the $6 plan, or it's a $2 increase if you move to the $12 plan, plus tax. And for many of you, that's your first increase in nearly a decade of us doing this. And for those of you outside of the US, you know, I know that VAT on top of those other increases makes it hit a lot harder. And I can understand how frustrating that is. It's just sort of the reality of where we're at right now. You know, you have to think not in terms of where you're at today, but where you're going to be at in 10 years. And it's not something that we can continue to build upon, picking up all of those taxes. You know, it's also important sort of for the stabilization of our business to just get everyone on the same streamlined system that we started 3 years ago. But with all the grandfathering in, it just makes things messy on the back end. Now with the move back to Patreon, we want everything to be clean and easy. Four plans, and here are the prices. You know, and it's hard because I know that times are tough. If I had the stream 3 years ago, I would say times are tough. Hopefully when I say this again in 3 years with something else that we have going on, I won't have to preface it by saying times are tough. Hopefully times won't always be tough. But, you know, I know that money is scarce. And I also know, and I want you to know, that we don't take a single dollar that you use to support us for granted. You know, at the same time, we also believe very deeply in what we do, and we believe it has real value. If there's another company putting out the level of content that we do in terms of quality and quantity at this price, I genuinely love to hear about it. If you look at what we offer and you feel like it doesn't feel worth it to you, that's okay. That is truly okay. It just means that maybe we're not the right fit for you right now. But for those of you who do see the value in the years of content that we've given, the laughter, hopefully, some escapism, some much-needed escapism we've given you and will continue to give you in the many, many years to come, then this next chapter is especially for you. You know, this change... Change is always tough. This change, while tumultuous right now, it's the beginning of the future of our content in many ways. That's how we're looking at it. You know, we don't see this as a backward or even a lateral movement. This feels like a launch pad for us. And the subscription service still being the lifeblood of what we do, that hasn't changed. So we need to see it thrive. We need to see it continue to grow. And that begins this week with those of you ready to come back home to Patreon. And you just need to go to your email. If you haven't found it already, search for Claim Your Free. You'll find the email with all the details there on what you need to do. And like I said up top, if you're struggling with something like, there's always going to be these cases, my email address... It's pretty thorough, and you can support you can send a support ticket if you'd like, and we have our own team that is going to reach out to you and help you in any way that they can. On Sunday, Supercast will effectively shut down. So, you know, while you have plenty of time, I think, to redeem that free month, the only way that you're going to be able to get our exclusive content, our ad-free content, our back catalog, whatever... starting next Monday, is to make the move to Patreon. And so the more of you that do that, the better it is for these wild and crazy creators that you love. The next month, on May 29th, 30th, and 31st, we're going to be doing a three-day, what we're calling our three-day Naish rally marathon. This is something I also talked about during the State of the Maish. State of the Maish. Remember the State of the Maish? That was like 2 days before the State of the Naish. And the goal with this is to build the Patreon even further. We want to take a month of having it out there, getting all the kinks out of getting everybody moved over, and then we want to really do a three-day marathon. We're calling it the Naish rally to build the Patreon even further, where we're going to give you the chance to unlock goals for the future of our content. I mentioned, you know, the first goal is going to be 2 seasons of our Delta Green show, Get in the Trunk, this year. If you unlock that when you unlock that at the rally, it will premiere within like a week or so after the rally. We're ready to go on that. And then we'll have another one happen at the end of the year. That's the first goal. The second goal is the return of a completely new iteration of New Game Who Dis. It's so new, it won't even feel like New Game Who Dis anymore, because it's going to be multiple limited series to see if they catch on and become the next great series on the network. It's going to start with a 10-12 episode Mothership series that I'm going to run, and then we're going to do 10-12 episodes of The One Ring. We've got ideas for what happens after that. That's going to be goal 2, and then some real awesome pie-in-the-sky goals after that. And the rally is going to feature all of your Glass Cannon Network favorites, playing games, running games, crazy mix of casts. There's going to be some Delta Green. There's going to be some Mothership. I'm going to do a Mothership one shot. I've been looking at wanting to run some Mythic Bastion Land. What is the other one? Brindlewood Bay. I'm going to have somebody run Brindlewood Bay. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to be all weekend long. It's going to feel like the Extra Life Marathon, except it's going to be longer and have a ton more people. And I mean, it's just going to be fun. It's going to be doing what we love to do, which is just goof off with each other around around dice and friends. So, you know, I know that the last 24 hours, 24, probably more than that, has been frustrating for a lot of you. And, you know, if you were already in a, it's complicated relationship with the GCN, you know, going into this big change, this might feel like, you know, a little bit of the nail in the coffin, last nail in the coffin. And I'm sure many of you would have liked to found this information out in a different way. Maybe you felt blindsided by this. I totally get that. All I can say is that there are several teams of people that were involved with the entire rollout plan, and every best practice was taken into account for how we've done this. There was no way that we could do it that would make you feel any different. You might think so, right? But like, there's a lot of work that that went into how this is all being disseminated. There's even more stuff that we're going to talk about tomorrow that is just stuff that we're personally very excited about, and that's why we'll all be in the city tomorrow around 8 a.m. To celebrate that. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm teasing too much here. But the point is, you know, sometimes it might feel like we're flying by the seat of our pants, but we're not. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, and we're very blessed to have an amazing amazing team, not only here at the Glass Cannon Network, but the people we've been working with at Patreon for the past year, just fucking awesome, salt of the earth people. So, you know, the team and I can tell you, we stand by every decision that we've made. We are very excited internally for what this means. It just feels right to come back home to Patreon. So if you haven't made the switch yet, I hope you'll just jump on over, get over the hump. It takes a couple minutes to connect, a couple more minutes to get all your feeds there. From what I hear from most people, it's super easy. So yeah, come on over. You'll be glad you did, so you can see what we have in store for the future. In the meantime, I want to take a moment and just thank you again for listening tonight. You know, I think that I could have talked for 3 hours or I could have talked for 10 minutes. I'm never going to be able to answer every individual question. And I know that this has been a lot in a short amount of time, but I would say, despite any misgivings or concerns, or even if you're just like slightly on the fence about, you know, all of these changes, here's the point I want to drive home. If you believe in what we're building, if you believe in us, if you've felt the magic at our tables lately, then I think you know what the potential for the future looks like. I feel like something very special is happening at the Glass Cannon Network. You can feel it in the room with our flagship show, Shadow Dark. There is a joy there. There's unbridled alchemy happening at the table with We Shouldn't Be Alive, a crazy new energy with this final, hopefully final Legacy of the Ancients cast, the consistent gold that is coming out of Blood of the Wild every week, and not to mention maybe the most chaotic, crazy, hilarious, fun atmosphere I've felt in a long time in just 3 Call of Cthulhu live shows that we did last week. Something special is happening here in the Glass Cannon Network, and we'd love to have you continue along with us for the ride as the future unfolds. If you're in, go grab that free month and head on back to Patreon. In the meantime, I want you to have a great night. There's probably still an hour left of The Masked Singer. New episode of Scrubs. Hopefully you taped it. Do people still tape things? I still say taped. DVR. Be sure to mark your calendars for the rally next month, May 29, 30, 31. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hide your kids, hide your wife. It's time to watch us geek out. In the meantime, I want to thank you, everybody, for your support. As I always say, the best is yet to come. Have an awesome night.